At KVGC News Time, 7 minutes after the hour. Good morning, everyone. Time for a look at the latest on the local scene. For a Monday, it's the 14th day of May for 2018. Here's what's happening on the local scene. Well, CAL FIRE crews responded to 4 escaped debris burns last week in Calaveras County that were all sparked by illegal debris burns. Citations were issued to property owners for everything ranging from oversized burn piles to lack of clearance around a pile, no one attending the fire, to not having a burn permit. The escaped debris burns were on Sun Road in Mountain Ranch, Cheyenne Road in Copperopolis, South Burson Road in Valley Springs, and Blue Mountain Road in Willsieville. 3 of the fires spread to nearby vegetation, resulting in about a half acre of fire. The other burned about a 10 by 20 foot spot fire that almost burned the homeowner's vehicle. As dry days and dry vegetation draws closer, CAL FIRE reminds all of us of the simple rules of debris burning. Remember, maintain 10 feet of clearance around the burn pile, a maximum pile size of 4 feet in diameter, a responsible person in attendance at all times with a shovel and a water supply, and make sure it is a permissive burn day.
Well, Calaveras County is one of 30 California counties suing opioid manufacturers and distributors. The counties are joining forces with some 500 public entities across the nation. The lawsuits, which will be filed in federal court in Ohio, seek to put an end to the opioid abuse epidemic and recoup taxpayers' money that has been spent providing social resources in response to the crisis. Now, the suits state that many of the nation's largest drug manufacturers, quote, misinform doctors about the addictiveness and efficacy of opioids. Well, the lawsuits also assert that the nation's largest drug distributors, quote, fail to monitor, identify, and report suspicious opioid shipments to pharmacies in violation of the Federal Controlled Substance Act. Well, other California counties in the lawsuit include Sacramento, El Dorado, and Tuolumne. Amador County, not part of this legal action. The counties are seeking reimbursement of funds that already have been spent responding to the opioid epidemic for ongoing cost of continuing the fight, including emergency response, prevention, monitoring, and treatment, and for relief from the widespread damage the drug manufacturers and distributors have caused. Now, more people die each year from drug overdoses in California than any other state in the nation. The state's overdose death rate has continued to climb, increasing by 30% each year.
And look for more delays this week on Jackson City streets. Pacific Gas and Electric and Vulcan Construction will continue with the closure of Bright Avenue between Sierra Street and Golf Course Road to traffic today through Thursday. All non-residents in the area are required to select an alternate route. Residents entering and exiting the area must also follow the detours. Detours will be in place from both the north and south end of Bright Avenue from Pitt and Broadway. Expect short delays while trying to access these detours as well. Only emergency construction and city vehicles will be given access to the area if necessary. Again, this closure is for today through Thursday.
And 2 Sheep Ranch residents jailed on multiple felonies following a search of their home. According to Calaveras Sheriff Office deputies and probation officers, seized firearms, ammunition, methamphetamine as well, during a compliance check Thursday afternoon. Arrested were Tanya Conley and Mark Trotter, both on probation, convicted felons. The charges, all felonies, included possession of firearms and ammunition, as well as violation of probation. Both were also charged with possession of a controlled substance.
Community members of all ages are invited to participate in Rethink Your Drink Day this Wednesday at the Interfaith Food Bank, a California Department of Public Health statewide day of action. You'll learn about the importance of replacing sugary beverages with unsweetened options or water. According to Food Bank Executive Director Beth Stanton, the Rethink Your Drink Day event will feature interactive opportunities for community members to learn how sugar-sweetened beverages can impact your overall health. Stanton adds attendees can also participate in the fresh fruit-infused water table as well. The event will run from 10 to 2 this Wednesday with an open house and tours of the food bank from 2 to 6. The Interfaith Food Bank is located on Airport Road, Sutter Hill.
And musicians have until June 30th to submit video auditions for Calaveras Has Talent. Sponsored by the Calaveras Youth Organization, the year the popular musical talent competition will be staged on 3 consecutive nights, August 24th, 25th, and 26th. And I should have said this year the competition will be held on those dates. There are 2 divisions, one for youths up to 18, one for adults older than 18. Winners receive cash prizes and trophies. Proceeds support school music programs in Calaveras County. Contestants should submit both video auditions and applications by the June 30th deadline. Performers unable to submit video will be given opportunities to audition live from 10 to 4 June 16th in the music room at Bret Harte High School, or between 10 and 4 June 23rd in the band room at Calaveras High. Calaveras Youth Organization leaders have made several changes to Calaveras Has Talent. First, the show will be for musical performers only. Also this year, for the first time, the competition will be open to contestants from Tuolumne and Amador counties, as well as Calaveras. For questions on auditions or applications, call 285-6715.
And today is the deadline to apply for the Miss Amador Scholarship Competition. The competition will be held Thursday night, July 26th of the fair. Scholarships from $500 to $2,000 will be awarded. Now, applications, if you don't already have one, are available online still at AmadorCountyFair.com. The deadline is 4 o'clock today. For more details, you can contact the fairgrounds 245-6921. And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Monday morning. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, visit our website, KVGCRadio.com. From the KVGC News Center,
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy. Reporting.